Well, the lockdown's had a profound effect on the events and on the publishing industry. It's just, well, it's had an effect across the board. One company who's taken a slightly different approach to coming out of lockdown, though, is Target Publishing, who are based just outside Stansted, Mount Fitchett. And I'm here with the MD, David Cann. David, hi.
Hello.
Tell us a bit about Target. How long have you been going? What is it you do?
Been going 20 years now. On the birth of my daughter, we decided to set up a business and give up well-paid jobs and start from scratch, as anyone would. So it's 20 years now. We're both in publishing, so we publish 20 odd magazines and about 30 events, which are online and face-to-face annually.
So I guess when lockdown came, that must have had quite a profound impact on the business.
It did. Advertising was, you know, seen perhaps as one thing that companies would perhaps first to kind of slow down on, as other companies were furloughing staff and particularly the marketing staff, and therefore the spend wasn't as great. We also had to take the decision to furlough some staff, but just keep a skeleton staff to kind of work through essentially what was a 10 or 12 week period. That was tough trading, very difficult, but you know, the team managed to work together. But I think during that period of time, it began to make you think a bit differently, you know, and I'm sure that everybody else that's, listeners today, you know, it did change the way you think. And we had to furlough our staff, but also the staff that were there as well. We all decided to take an 80% salary, so 20% cut. And that was sort of kind of 5-day week. We then decided to make that a 4-day week, but still only 80% of your money. But this, you know, lockdown made you think differently. And we've come out of that now thinking if we can give something back to employees now and to look at 100% pay for 80% of their time, so only a 4-day week, and to look after their well-being, spend more time with their family, a 3-day, you know, weekend effectively. So the Friday night is now Thursday and people enjoy that 3-day long weekend.
So you've done that across the board. Everybody gets Friday, Saturday, Sunday off now.
Yep, everybody. So even if you're part-time, you get the 20% less hours. So it works for everybody. If you're full-time, then effectively you're only working Monday to Thursday and obviously Friday through to Sunday. There's no emails. There's no contact. You're not expected to kind of work that time. And, the uptake from the staff has been, very positive.
I can imagine it has. When you first announced it, did people think it was like an April Fool?
Yeah, I think they did. We got some amazing emails from staff just to, really qualify how important that is to them and how they were going to spend that extra time with their friends and family. Now that lockdown is slightly eased, that people can now begin to venture out and spend more time. So, a long weekend now, or once, flights start flying again, essentially you can do a long weekend abroad somewhere, we think is a very positive for people's, well-being.
And in going forward, do you see this now as a new business model?
I do. I think we trialled it for 12 weeks during lockdown. We're in a kind of trial period now, but I do think this is the new way. And I do think that actually what's happening, certainly since we've introduced this 100% pay over the last few weeks, everybody's encouraged to work closer together. You're more efficient as a business. But I think the important thing is that everyone's working to the same goal. You know, if we get everything done by Thursday night, we got 3 days out and, an extra day at the end of the week tacked on to the weekend, I think will be the new. And you see the government are being, talked to at the moment by various groups, particularly the kind of 4-day week campaign. So I do think that, our decision to make this will be a permanent fixture. Certainly what I've seen over the last 14, 15 weeks now, we've seen a very positive outcome. So I think this is probably here to stay for us.
And it's interesting, isn't it? Because as a business owner, other business owners go, oh, yes, well, why would you do that? But it actually, for you, financially, that bottom line, you reckon that's going to hold okay?
I do. I think it's about getting the employees to kind of trust that what we're doing is the right thing. So trust is important, that we're making the right decision at the right time. But I think that everything's shifted now. People during lockdown wanted to spend more time with their family, where sometimes they just couldn't do that because of lockdown. They were prevented from doing so. So I think essentially releasing people, you know, to spend more time with a family, I think that it tips the balance of the work-life balance. And I think that as a business, our productivity will increase. And I think the well-being of the employees, you know, it will be better for it.
It's just such refreshing news. David, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for that, and good luck to everybody.
Thank you, Neil.